This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The thing that's been on my mind, I think, is
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Included this season is we need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency. You know, these opportunities don't come. You know, the life of a player in the National Football League is not very long. We got a bunch of good guys in that locker room. We got a bunch of talented guys in that locker room, and yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships, right? And I think they're ready. I think they're, like I said, I think they are wired right. I think that group is the kind of guys that can do that. But you know, at the end of the day, you got to go do it. You know, and. We fell short in some areas this year that, like they always are every year, a little frustrating. But at the same time, you know, I didn't think they blinked, you know. And so I'm excited about the group. But the sense of urgency, not getting complacent. You know, some of these guys have now proven themselves to be NFL football players and have attained that. But, like, you know, what's out there for us as a team that we're willing to commit to and sacrifice for. And you know, so that's kind of the, if I'm looking at one thing, that'd be it.
It's time to start winning some championships. That per Brian Gutekunst at his end of the season press conference. That, of course, via the Green Bay Packers. Welcome back to the Mason Crosby Show. My name again is Andy Herman of the Pack a Day Radio Show, filling in for Mitch and Mason today, what many people are calling the greatest Mason Crosby Show of all time. Packers fans, coming up March 1st is an event you will surely want to attend. Mason and his wife, Molly Crosby, who is a cancer survivor, will be awarded the prestigious Award of Excellence from the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. If you'd like to be a part of that black tie event, simply go to the LombardiFoundation.org and make sure to check it out. It is going to be an incredible event, and you are not going to want to miss it. Speaking of things that you are not going to want to miss, how about that for a transition? We are joined now by the awesome Mark Oldacres, Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at Mark Oldacres, appropriately named. Mark, it is great to be chatting with you once again. How the heck have you been?
I'm good. I'm neck deep in draft prep right now. So that's, I think, like everybody who kind of doesn't cover the draft kind of during the season, we're all in cram mode. So I think that's pretty much where I'm at right now. So excited to see kind of where the Packers go this offseason, what kind of moves they make in free agency, and then, of course, the draft coming up.
I am so excited for this offseason. I think it is an incredible offseason for Green Bay. It's not one of them where they have five picks in the top 100 or have like $100 million to go out and spend in free agency, but they've got a good chunk of money, still three top 100 picks, and a team that is ready to compete right now. And we just heard from Brian Gutekunst in that audio clip that we played of how they do have this sense of urgency and they do want to go out and win. So I'm very, very intrigued to see how all of it goes. But a key piece of that always for the Green Bay Packers, as you know, Mark, is going to be through the NFL draft. They are still a draft and develop franchise, even if there is a Josh Jacobs or a Xavier McKinney sprinkled in here or there. And you did, my friend, a unbelievable job on your article over on Cheesehead TV. A real joy to read. I thought it was an unbelievable attention to detail. Loved every second of it. You did a great breakdown of the Packers draft philosophy, and not doing it necessarily just by who they picked, but like actually what they went and said after each pick was made, and sort of getting snippets of the philosophy from actual words out of Packers front office mouths. I thought it was beautifully done. Just kind of give us an idea of where this idea came from, first of all, what made you go into that level of detail, and how it all kind of came together.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the kind words. Put a lot of effort into it, so I was glad some people actually read it and enjoyed it. That was kind of the fear after I wrote it, was like, is anyone actually going to read this thing I just spent all this time on? But no, so I'm kind of one of the guys. I know a lot of people have started doing this now as well, that I really do look into kind of the details of the data in terms of the thresholds and things like that about, you know, what the Packers tend to draft, what they don't at various positions. And obviously, you know, this kind of become a bit of a cottage industry now, out of trying to second guess in advance what they're going to do. And I just thought it was an interesting, you know, exercise to kind of go back through and, well, what have they actually said? You know, and a lot of the time you kind of have to dig through a lot of GM speak, especially, you know, in the run up to the draft. They're trying to keep everything in-house. They don't want to leak any information, really. They're just kind of trying to talk a lot without saying very much at all. But after the draft, when the picks have been made, or during the draft, when Brian comes out at the end of each day, or when one of his personnel staff comes out, you do get these little snippets of information. And again, it takes a lot of time to kind of wade through. A lot of the things they say are still GM speak and quite vague, but you do, if you watch enough of it, and I went back to literally every single draft week media availability, starting with the kind of pre-draft press conference that Brian does since he became GM, and went through every single one and just made notes. And again, a lot of the information is, yeah, it's kind of wishy-washy, but you start to piece together these trends over time that they talk about over and over again. And some of them are more granular to do with positions, and there may be smaller trends, but some of them are more wide-reaching. And it was really interesting, actually. I was kind of, you know, pleased with how much information I managed to glean from it.
I was as well. So thank you for doing that. As soon as I read it, I'm like, we're getting Mark on the radio show as soon as possible, because I want to talk through this with him, because it was really well done. If you're looking for it, you can go to cheeseheadtv.com. The article is titled "The Green Bay Packers Draft Philosophy in Their Own Words," again, by Mark Oldacres, who we are pleased to be joined with right now. And I don't want to, obviously, you to give away the farm here, Mark, but I do want to kind of go through some of these. One of the first ones that you kind of talked about was versatility. And we know it's something that Green Bay values a lot, but what did you kind of learn about why versatility matters for Green Bay in the draft?
Yeah, I think the most striking thing was that, like, kind of when you're actually suddenly listening through all these press conferences with real intentionality of trying to make notes and decipher what they're talking about rather than just kind of listening to it to listen to it. Obviously, we all kind of know that the Packers really value versatility. You can see that in the players that they pick and how they just go about their business in general. But the amount they talk about it was, like, completely kind of jarring to me. Like, now, once I started listening for the word, I couldn't stop hearing it. Like, it was alarming kind of how many players that they drafted. The second they drafted them, when they came out to the media to talk about, you know, what they like about the player, the amount of players, I think I counted 30 different players or around there that they explicitly mentioned the word versatile or versatility. And it goes across the board, you know, it's all positions pretty much except for, you know, quarterback and running back. But even running back, you know, they want guys that can catch the ball out of the backfield. They mention that a lot. But every single position across the board, they either need them to be kind of able to do every single part of the role itself or be able to play multiple positions or multiple roles within their wider position. So it was just kind of, again, something that we're aware of kind of constantly if you're in this kind of this business of covering what the Packers do during the draft. But just the amount they mention it, and then when you start listening to that, you just hear it so much, and it's so evident in the players they pick. That was really the thing I wanted to do with this article, was match up what they say with what they do.
Yeah, and we've heard Brian on multiple occasions talk about, you know, obviously if they do go from one defense to the next, like going from a Joe Barry defense to a Jeff Hafley defense, if there's a scheme change, they want players to be able to play. And he also has talked about injuries on numerous occasions of how you're going to have injuries and you're going to need guys to step up and play multiple positions. And we saw last year just with guys being able to play the slot and outside and safety and people moving all around the defensive backfield. We hear about the best five on the offensive line all the time from Matt and the coaching staff. Like the versatility that they have, it's one thing that they clearly look for, but it's something that they value, and it's something that has really paid off for them in a lot of different ways over the course of time. You look at players like Elgton Jenkins, who can play five spots along the offensive line, Zach Tom, who can play five spots, guys who can play defensive tackle and defensive end, linebacker, and also rush the passer a little bit. And then, of course, the defensive back versatility. Like, these are things that have helped the Packers out. Even going back to Ty Montgomery, a wide receiver that could play running back, like, they've found just about every way to be versatile imaginable, and I would assume that this is going to be something that they're going to continue to do as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's just, again, it's kind of like doing this. It's the kind of exercise I just would have done for myself anyway, because I like to kind of, again, I'm in this mindset of trying to kind of predict who they might be interested in. If I can just brag on myself, I did successfully predict the first three picks that they made last year. So there you go, just dropping that in there. But I'm kind of, it's the kind of weird nerd stuff I would just do by myself anyway. I think it's just kind of useful information for anyone that's even casually interested in the draft and maybe watches some tape on players to kind of think, is this a player the Packers are going to be interested in? If you've only got so much time to spend on watching certain players, if this player is kind of a one-trick pony, you know, is that the kind of player the Packers are going to be interested in, especially with their premium picks? Probably not. So it just kind of helps you to focus your mind on the kind of pool of players that they're likely to be kind of looking at.
We're being joined by Mark Oldacres of Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at Mark Oldacres. One of the other things that we know are the height, weight, speed, the traits. We talk about the Packers' thresholds at certain positions and how they love their big-time athletes. We've sort of seen that come through in the players that they pick, but what did you pick up on as you were kind of going through the audio and hearing them talk about height, weight, speed, and traits?
Yeah, again, I think this is something that really goes kind of across the board, and it's not a new thing, right? I think this is the thing with what you really learn from listening to Brian speak specifically, is that, you know, he was taught by Ted, who was taught by Ron Wolf. Like, this stuff goes way, way back, you know, and he said, like, Ted, you know, Ted Thompson was a Raiders guy, you know, like, that bigger, faster, stronger is the coach, the draft philosophy, the scouting philosophy of these kind of guys. And it always will continue to be. I think that's kind of something that I really kind of came out of this exercise thinking, is that every year we can kind of say, oh, because of this circumstance or this circumstance, are they going to change something that they do draft-wise? And I just always think overwhelmingly the answer is going to be no. Like that might not be what some people want to hear, but they believe in their process. It's been in place for such a long time. And bigger, faster, stronger. Like, I kind of went into this just off the top of my head, with the idea that they were going to talk about versatility and that they were going to talk about the words big, fast, explosive, because those are words I've heard Brian say over and over again, in there, especially when you talk about the first round picks, second round picks. It's always those kind of guys, like taking a Lucas Van Ness, obviously hasn't worked out so far, but that is the mold of player they're going to take. They want, and again, kind of the size plays into the versatility as well, because, yep. You know, Brian's talked very openly about how if you've got big edges, they can kick inside. You know, you can rush over guards and things like that. You can play inside, you can defend the run better, which is obviously important, things like that. So I think it all kind of plays into each other.
Yeah, I think so too. And they also seemingly don't want, and Brian talked about this, I think it was at the owner meetings or the league meetings last year, of like not wanting platoon players. It's like, you know, we could go get, and I'm paraphrasing him quite a bit here, but we can go get a linebacker that stops the run, and that sounds great up until the point where you have a bunch of injuries at linebacker and you need to play him full time and he can't stop the pass, I think they want these players that can have their cake and eat it too and do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great example of it. That's something he talks about all the time, is that you don't know what your needs are going to be in 2 months' time. You don't know what injuries you're going to get throughout the season. And I think it kind of, Packers fans probably take that for granted a little bit, that there are players on this roster that can just move around. I mean, even think this year, Javon Bullard comes in as a rookie and he was moving all over the place. Keyshawn Nixon had to go inside to outside. They were shuffling the back end, for most of the season. And they were able to do that with the guys they had in-house. They didn't have to go sign guys off the street and just hope they could play. And that's part of the reason why you have this sustained success year on year with the Packers, where they're never really going to bottom out, because they're going to bring in guys that have the athletic traits to last in the NFL, that have, the kind of level of athlete that's proven to be able to succeed in the NFL, and guys that can do multiple roles. Okay, if you struggle in here, you can try him out here. And it's not just, okay, we drafted a tackle, he sucks at tackle, and now that's it. You know, we wasted a pick.
Yeah, it's definitely something that goes into their full evaluation. And one of my favorite things about your article, as well as the last part, the things that we will never know. There are certain things no matter how much nerdiness that we put into, kind of covering the draft and digging deep into it, there's just going to be some unknowns. And I love the fact that you covered that as well. What did you kind of mean by the thing we will never know?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the elephant in the room for anyone who kind of does this kind of thing, where we sort of like think we've got a really good grasp on what the Packers are going to be interested in. And to a certain extent, that is true. I think guys have become good at that because of, like we talk about, the measurables, and that it's been the same scouting system for so long. But one thing that's just unignorable when you listen to them talk about players they've drafted is how often they'll talk about the mentality of the player. They'll talk about that he's something as simple as that he's a great kid. He's a good kid. He's tough. He's smart. Football character, things like this. He loves the game. He's a team leader. Guys gravitate to him. These are all the kind of things that they'll quite often talk about. And again, we know that the Packers are very careful about, Ted was and Brian is too, about the guys they put in the locker room. And from us just kind of sitting at home watching tape, we're never going to know that. We're not going into the schools and learning all about these guys and how they were brought up and things like that. So I just think that's kind of the thing that I came out of it too, is like, that is such a big part of it. And you can kind of get the measurements down to a T. You can think, this player on paper, this player is clearly stacked above this player. But culture is such a big thing for these guys. And that's just something that we on the outside will never really know until they're in the Packers locker room.
Yeah, and I love that you brought that up. I actually did a huge article on this, I want to say like 3-4 years ago now, of all the things that we don't know as quote unquote, draft experts, that the team knows that they're so far ahead of us on all of this stuff. And it's sometimes worth knowing what you don't know. Again, we're being joined by Mark Oldacres of Cheesehead TV. Find him on social media at Mark Oldacres. His phenomenal article over on Cheesehead TV right now. Again, the Green Bay Packers draft philosophy in their own words. All right, a couple really quick ones before we get you out of here, Mark. First of all, do you have a free agent or trade crush for Green Bay this offseason that you really want to see Green Bay go after?
I do. So my guy is, it's not the thing that they probably need, and I know it's not going to happen. Like, I'm totally aware of that. But man, if you just dropped T. Higgins into this offense, like, let's go. I mean, like, that is my I need it. Like, I need to see it. I know it's not going to solve the kind of replacing the raw speed aspect that Watson has, but I don't think that the kind of what they need is, they do need speed, of course they do, and the draft is there for that. You know, you can pick up guys that are fast. They still have Jaden Reed's fast, you have Bo Melton, but I mean, T. Higgins can be a true X. He might not be. Like, there's a chance he's a very good number two, and that he's, you know, that he's great playing with Jamar Chase as a number two, and Chase kind of taking some of the attention. But I just think with the type of quarterback Jordan is too, just that big catch radius, he can just chuck it up there, and I could just see them making magic together. But again, I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it is either, but I'm with you that it would be a ton of fun if that did end up being the case. I think it'd probably be a little bit of an overpay, but if T. Higgins becomes a Green Bay Packer, you'll be the first one that we have on. We'll break it all down together and we'll celebrate together. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, perfect. What else you got cooking at over at Cheesehead TV? Anything you want to plug on the way out, my friend?
Yeah, so I actually just posted an article today, which is in a way kind of a follow-up from the research that I just did. So I kind of, the article today is Green Bay, it's kind of finding a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers in this draft, and kind of narrowing it down. I've narrowed it down to around 14, 15 players that kind of, which is something I talk about in the article I did last week about how they kind of value production as part of wide receiver's skill set. They don't as much at other positions, but at receiver they do. So kind of pairing that, which I kind of only sort of uncovered for myself last week, with the kind of height and weight stuff that they tend to look at. Obviously, we don't have combine numbers and stuff like that yet, but just kind of getting a preliminary list of, like, these are the types of guys that you should be looking at. If you're one of these people out there that really wants the Packers to improve a wide receiver, then in the draft, these are the kind of guys that they're going to be looking at. So, yeah, that's it, really.
Mark, you're the absolute best. We'll definitely do it again soon, and you enjoy the rest of your Monday, all right?
All right, have a good one.
You as well. You can find that article right on the lead of Cheesehead TV right now. So if you go to CheeseheadTV.com, finding a Packers wide receiver in the 2025 NFL Draft, 14 players to watch is the feature article right now. So go make sure to check that out. When we come back, we're going to be chatting with Jacob Westendorf of Packers on SI. It's a Packaday radio show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.